The Alaska Travel Industry Association is holding its annual meeting in Fairbanks this week, following on a season during which tourism volume slipped. ATIA Executive Director Ron Peck says cruise ship numbers were flat and the number of air and road travelers appears to be down significantly.
Based on early indicators and metrics, we believe that the non-cruise visitor numbers will be down about 15% from 674,000 visitors in 2008 to about 573,000 visitors. So in the aggregate, we will be down from 1.7 million to less than 1,600,000 visitors in 2009.
Peck says the situation was brought on by a mix of factors.
We're in a bit of a perfect storm. It's not fair for us to say it's one thing that caused it, but there are a myriad of things, including the global and U.S. recession, the economy. H1N1 impacted some of our Asian visitors. The fact that charter operators could only catch one fish recreationally, one halibut in Southeast Alaska, impacted Southeast also very dramatically. And I believe that the impact of the ballot initiative with increased costs on the cruise industry impacted the cruise industry and their cost structure.
Alaska Cruise Association President John Brinkley of Fairbanks says cruise operators adapted to maintain their numbers this summer, but are changing their tactics for next year.
The cruise lines had to discount the price so deeply that it was very tough financially. And so what they've decided is in 2010, they will bring less ships. Less ships will mean less people coming to Alaska. It will be about 30% less that come to South Central Alaska, and those are the ones that we depend on to try and get up to Denali and to Fairbanks. So this year we were down because of the economics. Next year we're going to be down because of less cruise ship passengers coming to Alaska.
The interior was hit particularly hard this summer as thousands fewer visitors made the trek north.